Declare this ordinary council meeting of the Portland Shire Council open at 4 p.m. in accordance with section 5.23a of the Local Government Act 1995 and part 2a of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. This council meeting is being digitally recorded. Audio. All recordings will be retained as part of the Shire Collins records. Will be made available to the public via the council's website, excluding recordings of matters that council take behind closed doors. We have one apology received as Councillor Brad Smoker. I'm Brad Miller, sorry. Do we have any declarations of interest? As Neil. We have no public. Applications of leave absent for the next meeting. None. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 7.1, Shire Coolum Ordinary Council meeting on the 15th of April. Mover and seconder, Councillor Sylvia, Councillor Mullen. Is there any questions or comments on those? Anyone object to receiving those minutes? Record. Central Country Zone meeting, attachment 1. Mover and seconder, Councillor Bowie, Councillor Mullen. Any queries or comments out of those minutes? Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes? Carried. 7.22, Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, attachment 2. Mover and seconder, Councillor Sevier, Councillor Noble. Queries or comments out of those minutes? Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes? Carried. No presentations or deputations. 9.1, list of accounts paid during the month of April 2026. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Sevier. Queries or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.2, financial report, April 2026. Mover and seconder. Councillor Sevier, Councillor Mullen. Any queries or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.3, Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Councillor Smoker, Councillor Sevier. Queries or comments out of that?
Yes, I can do. We have approached Yvonne Bowie to see if she would be interested in being the Deputy Presiding Chair, and she is interested, and she's interested in being a full member rather than just a deputising for the Chair, which I think is a good thing. So if you guys are happy, then we would go ahead and formally appoint, we'll put an agenda item up for the June Council meeting to appoint both Darren and Avon through to the next lot of council elections in 2027.
So what's the difference between being a full member and...
So you can be just almost like a proxy. So you're basically there whenever the chair can't be there. So you really would only attend those meetings. And I guess the difference is you're not really all over what's happening during the time. So Yvonne said she would prefer to be a full independent member. She can deputise for Darren as well. So I guess the thing is with that, there is a cost to council, and that would be that they both receive committee meeting fees for the 4 hour meetings that we have per year, but both of them would be a good appointment and be worthwhile to council.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. Especially someone like Avon.
Questions or
what sort of cost is involved with their positions?
So I think for Darren at the moment they're the same as your sitting fees. So it's about $250 per.
I think it makes sense if your deputy's involved often. But yeah, coming on one meeting and having impact.
Yeah. I was concerned about finding the right person, but yeah, Yvonne would be perfect.
Yeah.
Has anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.4, proposed speed changes, Gordon Rock Black Grace Road. Mover and seconder, Councillor Bowie, Councillor Sivia. Sitting right in front, Lockie, you get picked up each time. Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.5, variation of prohibited and restricted burning times. Move Councillor Noble. Second to Councillor Mullen. Any queries or comments out of that? I think I've raised it once before. Is it possible we can get the signs changed to reflect right to the end of that in the Shire, like the one out of the Shire boundaries?
Yeah.
I think at the moment they just reflect the prohibited, not the restricted. With that light in the campfire or something, it'd be good to be.
Yep, probably good redesign those signs.
Yeah.
Yep, all right, we can make a note of that.
Yeah, I think it may reflect the full restricted period as well as not just the evident and be safer, I think, especially with the later starts,
with the dry and late.
Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.6, School and Bush Races, 2026 Community Funding Round.
Mover and seconder.
The projects have been provided under separate cover, councillors. We can have a mover and seconder. Councillor Mullum.
Councillor Smoker.
Yeah. Any discussions out of it?
Just the electric vehicle charger. It says at the bottom, there's no need for it. Is that changed? No need to apply for which raises funding for this project.
That's correct. So initially, like when we were discussing it as a team, it would be would have been to purchase it. I've done some research since then, particularly with the Shire of Beverley, and their setup with Sonic Charge is what's reflected here.
Yeah.
Beverley are really happy. I had a meeting with Sonic Charge Managing Director this morning. I guess under this circumstance, the fact that the risk, they'll do the feasibility study of setting it up here, but then the cost is theirs to install, maintain, and they'll obviously get the fees from it. We need to have a site for them, which we'll be able to provide. I don't know that the Shire needs to be in the EV charging space, owning the infrastructure and having to manage it. So I think this is a really good opportunity to get into it. Yeah, still be, from a tourism perspective, still be supporting that part of the industry, which is growing, and then just seeing how it.
Where would we be putting it?
So the two options at the moment to consider would be if it could be near the public toilet area somewhere, or over the other side of the stage area, like in front of the playground, the new BDZ playground, would be another appropriate place because you'd still be walking distance, I mean, maybe to Amy's or the pub or... Probably not, but there is a solar option. So they would be considering, instead of upgrading power, through Western Power would be to use solar to charge it.
The diesel generator, backing it up.
That's another discussion.
So I'll be able to get some more, he's just in Canada at the moment, but get some more basic information about that to you probably at the next one. But for the purpose of the Bushracers funding, no, I don't believe we need to apply for any funds. I think if we were looking to go down this track, this would be probably a really good option for us for financially and risk, I guess. Of, yeah.
Whatever else, yeah. Any other queries on that? Is anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? No. 9.7. Planning for the future residential and rural residential development in Coolan Townsite. I feel have a move from seconder, Councillor Bowie, Councillor Smoker. Any questions or discussion on that? I might pass over to Alan for a sec on that one.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, so this is really a first step of many. And I guess really about shoring up the future and being in a position to entertain growth moving forward, given the recent, I guess, realtor traction in the last few months with, residential blocks and rural res blocks being, you know, sold, which has been really positive. Sort of there's a couple of ways you can go about this with as a strategy in that you could endorse it in principle, and then go and get some indicative costings. So not formally lodging subdivision application through Department of Planning, or doing what Joe's recommending here is to formally endorse a subdivision plan, get it, get the plan in and to be considered by WA Planning, have that approved, and concurrently with that submission, we would be going to, with engineers to look at getting the infrastructure and the headworks and all that fully costed. So it'll be a bit of a lengthy process. I would say, yeah, potentially, you know, minimum 6 to 10 months sort of thing. I think we're better to lodge the plan in the formal sense as being recommended today, and then establish a business case for funding if and when a door opens for hopefully federal money, which might otherwise fund infrastructure infill projects such as this, which is what we are pursuing with our fellow member Roerock Shires as well. So I don't think it's going to be a lot of state money available to support this sort of initiative, but we'll be hoping to place ourselves in a position to open doors for federal money. The first step is to get a plan endorsed. A
couple of queries on that. If we submit the full plan, we can still stage.
Yes.
Get how far we go.
And that might be something I'll speak to Joe. What ability have we got to stage the full plan in the event that, you know, okay, cross that out, it's going to be $6 million stage. So that'll be more part of that conversation as we move through the lodgement and the feasibility and what the implementation strategy of it is.
Bit of low-hanging fruit. That's going to be easy to develop.
Yep.
There's some of them, though. There's another shire not far from us that is only probably a quarter of the size of this, and they're looking at nearly 400,000 just on power alone to do that. By the time you do communications and water and sewage and everything else, that's not going to be a cheap process.
And you won't know what you know until it's in front of you. So ultimately, you'll have the subdivision plan approved in some shape or form, staged or otherwise, but you know, you will maintain oversight and flexibility in terms of the investment decisions moving forward and how it's funded, which I think is what you want. You want the flexibility to have something to move forward with. At the moment, we don't. We are running out of land. This is the first step to addressing that. That's really only a positive in the sense of what we're striving for. The challenge is funding it.
Queries or comments?
Well, I think it has to be done. Yeah.
Some of those sitting in there that had a chapel ready project if the funds become available. And yeah, if you have an opportunity to capitalise on it.
Excuse me.
Is it worth considering fuel blocks in that development? It's listed there. Stage, obviously, we might not action it, but power, water, sewage type. Planning.
Are you referring to attachment two?
Attachment two is a feed here.
That's the greater land.
Sorry. Or attachment.
I mean, you can go back for a second crack at it too. Yeah, okay, well, this is probably a bit better place than we thought. We might do another stage. So I think this addresses it fairly well in the medium term, and certainly in the short term to get something moving. Yeah, you know, it has been sort of been sitting in the background, bubbling away in my time here. So I think it's pleasing that we can get something before you to get into the system.
I feel that we're in a cold in Woolworths.
Yep. Got it right now. In terms of the financial side of things, I mean, that'll be fairly fluid. There's more tighter costings on that around the planning and the fees and that sort of thing. So all in all, be a grand light and we move forward.
Any further queries or questions on that? Anyone opposed to adopting the office recommendation as written? Aaron? 9.8, disposal of administration pool vehicle. Mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Zivia. So who's going to hit the first row when we dispose of it?
Me.
Any queries or discussion around that item? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 10.1, compliance reporting, general compliance and finance compliance, April 2026. The mover and seconder. Councillor Noble. Councillor Mullen.
Many others there, isn't
it? Queries or comments on that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. No motions which previous notice have been given. No motions from members without notice. Introduce. 13.1.
Yes, receive a motion to introduce it, please, Mr. President.
Mullen, Councillor Smoker.
Okay, so just an overview, just quickly. This is a matter that was raised at the forum by Councillor Bowie with regard to water corporation vegetation maintenance of spinning pipelines and regional infrastructure. So obviously the water corporation are responsible for looking after the rural and regional scheme water pipes. There is a lot of evidence of vegetation in and around the pipeline. And this is really flagged to introduce this issue and allowing me as CEO to write up an agenda item for submission to the Welga Central Country Zone next meeting in Dunga. After the item. Mover and a second, I can read out the resolution.
Yep.
I'll move it.
Councillor Bowie, seconded Councillor Smoker.
So the recommendation, one, council notes concerns relating to vegetation encroachment and apparent lack of maintenance surrounding section of water corporation regional scheme pipeline infrastructure. Point two, authorises the CEO to prepare and submit a motion to the forthcoming Welga Central Country Zone meeting in Double Young regarding the maintenance preservation of regional water corporation pipeline infrastructure corridors. And three, requests that Welga advocate water corporation and state government for free vegetation management, corridor maintenance, preservation of regional pipeline infrastructure assets servicing rural and regional communities.
Yep. Questions or comments on that? Is anyone opposed to adopting that recommendation? Barry? Items that the meeting will be supposed to the public. We can move the motion that we. Yep. Councillor Smoker, move that we go into camera. Councillor Noble, we'll point the motion to come out of camera. Councillor Smoker. Councillor Sivia. All those in favour? Carried. Next meeting will be at 4 p.m. on the 17th of June, and we'll declare the meeting closed at 4:35.